The next patient is Aleida Ruano. Their last name is R-U-A-N-O. First name, Aleida, A-L-E-I-D-A. This is the clinical case of a 60-year-old white female who got the second kidney transplant on May the 4th, 2021, period. The immunosuppression has been the administration of tacrolimus, 2 milligrams in the morning, 2 milligrams in the afternoon. The last determination of the tacrolimus level was done at Tampa General Hospital on September the 4th, 2022, and was 4.1. The patient comes today for evaluation of the kidney function and follow-up of the kidney transplant. In the laboratory workup, the patient has a BUN that is 25, and the creatinine is 1.34, and the estimated GFR is 45 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Period. Number two, the patient has a history of relapsing urinary tract infections, and they establish an association between the administration of mycophenolate mofetil and infection. For that reason, it was stopped. Period. The patient continues to take Bactrim, one tablet, three times a week. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. She has lost 3 more pounds. The blood pressure reading today, 124 over 75. Finally, it's under control. The patient is in low sodium diet. We have been enforcing the fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours and recommending a plant-based diet. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control, recently evaluated by endocrinology. The cells, the Ozempic was increased to 1 milligram on daily basis, and the administration of Lantus twice a day, every 12 hours. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, vitamin D supplementation because of the deficiency and the presence of secondary hyperpara. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, overweight. The patient is working diligently on it. We are going to reevaluate the case in the first week of December. Period. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the notes from Tampa General Hospital and the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face conversation was 22 minutes. The documentation, 8 minutes.